Welcome to the IdeaGen's Global Leader Podcast. Today we have with us Gina Bianchini, founder and CEO of Mighty Networks. Gina, welcome.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Gina is the founder and CEO of Mighty Networks. Her mission at Mighty Networks is to usher in a new era of creative business built on community. Mighty serves creators with purpose, selling experience, relationships, and expertise to their members via community, content, online courses, and subscription commerce, all offered in one place under the Creators brand. Before Mighty Networks, Gina and Netscape co-founder Mark Andreessen launched Ning, a pioneering global platform for creating niche social networks. Under her leadership, Ning grew to 100 million people in 300,000 active social networks across subcultures, professional networks, entertainment, politics, and education. In addition to Mighty Networks, Gina serves as board of directors of Tegna, a $3 billion broadcast and digital media company, and served as a board of director of Scripps Networks, a $12 billion public company which owns HGTV, the Food Network, and the Travel Channel that merged with Discovery Communications in 2018. Gina and Mighty Networks have been featured in Fast Company, Wired, Vanity Fair, Bloomberg, and the New York Times. She has appeared on Charlie Rose, CNBC, and CNN. She grew up in Cupertino, California, graduated with honors from Stanford University, started her career in the nascent high technology group of Goldman Sachs, and received her MBA from Stanford Business School. Wow, Gina, what an incredible bio. You are a very busy person, and we are honored to have you on the show, so welcome again.
Well, thank you for having me, but I have to say, I mean, did we take up all of our time doing that? I'm like cringing over here, but I did do those things.
We want to share with all of our listeners because it is a incredible bio, and we have to make you blush.
Well, mission accomplished.
Gina, diving right into the first question, what originally inspired you to found Mighty Networks?
Yeah, so Mighty Networks is an extension of the market and category of software I fell in love with beginning in like 2007, which is giving small or medium-sized digital businesses called, you know, creators, if you will, the opportunity to create their own branded social networks with their own content, with their own members, with their own online courses, their own, you know, payment bundles, and even their own apps, in such a way that they don't have to code and they don't have to actually know a lot about software, and they can spend all of their time focused on delivering an incredible experience and different connections for the people that they serve. Those, you know, quote unquote end users, which sounds so robotic, but human beings that want to come together, that trust these creators, these sort of one or two person media team, you know, media companies that have built a following on social media or have an email list, but really understand that it's not about their quote unquote influence or influencing, that it's really about how do they bring people together around the topics that are really important to people. So, you know, for example, on Mighty Networks, the kind of the three reasons people create Mighty Networks and the three reasons people join Mighty Networks is around topics that are related to their careers, that are related to, you know, having and making better decisions about their careers, whether they're user experience designers or hairdressers. Or one of my favorite recent ones is a woman who's creating a Mighty Network for Mongolian HR professionals, which, as you can think about, like, is totally needed. So, oh, and also another one, which is global cacao entrepreneurs and growers. So cacao is like chocolate. And there is just some incredible people that are looking to bring together the whole network of cacao growers and entrepreneurs around the world. So that's certainly one category. Another category that we see a lot of Mighty Networks created in is health and wellness. So a spiritual practice, navigating a chronic disease together, like type 1 diabetes, or how to think about new and different ways of approaching your health or your spiritual practice. And then lastly, important interests. So, you know, I think about those as things like women who travel solo in Australia, and specifically in RVs, or we have a fantastic network that's run by a guy named Roger Whitney, and he has a podcast called, I think it's called the Rock Retirement Podcast, and now he has a Rock Retirement network or club for his most passionate listeners and subscribers. So those give you sort of a range of why people are creating Mighty Networks. And I mean, hopefully it's obvious as to why I love it and why we created it, which is to enable people to come together and specifically enable creators to bring people together to master something interesting and to help them find really important and valuable people and connect them to each other such that the network gets more valuable to everyone with every new person who joins. I mean, I can't think of a better way to spend my day and what I'm passionate about doing. So, you know, I fell in love with this this kind of creator and these kinds of really, you know, digital destinations and social networks, which are very much different than what you normally, you know, see in so far as how social media has really evolved over the last decade. And I just can't imagine doing anything else.
Well, that's, you know, absolutely incredible. And, you know, that you said it, what's really, you know, awesome about Mighty Networks is all these different networks that focus, you know, on very specific things that, you know, people through all over the world can find and relate with other people and connect and network. And that's what, you know, we are all about here at IdeaGen, is connecting the dots and networking people.